各位早安
，Peace, brothers and sisters。
好像大家那个没什么反应啊。弟兄姐妹早安。
Didn't seem to get a response。
呀，最近那个天气变化很大，然后那个因为花粉很强。
Recently, the climate has changed a lot, and the pollen was very strong.
那其实最近这一两礼拜都睡得不是很好。
So I haven't slept too well in the last few weeks.
每天早上两三点、三四点要起来，一把鼻涕一把眼泪了。
Each morning I would get up at 3 and 4 with a head full of symptoms.
所以我感觉到人实在是很软弱，一个那么小小的发昏，我们就受不了了。
So I experienced firsthand how fragile our life is. Just a little pollen would completely ruin our day.
所以我们实在是要谦卑在主的面前。
So we must be humble before God.
那我今天想跟弟兄姐妹分享是一个题目叫神的家，其实大家也许很熟悉啊。
Regarding to my topic today, God's house, is a topic we're quite familiar with.
那刚才我们弟兄在祷告的时候也讲到说，其实基督是神的奥秘，教会是基督的奥秘。
Earlier when our brother was praying, he said, Christ is the mystery of church.
那我们其实我们这小小的能够分享神这么大的奥秘其实很难的。
For someone like us who are so small to be able to articulate the mystery of God is quite difficult.
那但是愿意在主面前求主给我们恩典，我们在主面前还是有一点的分享。
I hope that God will be gracious to us that we can still share a little bit.
那我们开始有点祷告。
Let's pray.
其实我们感谢你，你将你自己赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us yourself.
主实在是你的生命、你的恩典、你的怜悯，常常在你儿女的身上。
Your life, your grace and mercy is often upon us.
主实在是我们能够，你就将你的教会，主实在是让我们能够在主的里面一同与你亲近。
Together as a church, we can have chance to draw near to you.
主今天早上这样的分享，所以说我们也恭敬仰望放在主你的手中。
This morning we commit the following time into your hands.
主求那私人智慧及圣灵与众人同在。
May you give us your spirit be with us as we do this.
无论是我们在传讲的，无论是在翻译的，无论是所有弟兄姐妹，我们都同受一个灵的感动。
Whether speaking, translating, or listening, may you give us the same spirit.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Pray and plead in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，那我们先看两节圣经。我们第一节是我们请看在提摩太前书第三章十五节。
Let's go first to 1 Timothy 3:15.
OK, 大家看到我们可以一起用中文或英文，我们就一起来念这一节。
Let's read it all together in both languages.
那我们请，倘若我淡然日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。好，我们第二节，我们第二个音节，我们请看以弗所书第二章第十九节。
Second one is Ephesians 2:19.
好吧，那我们如果大家圣经，我们用念圣经好了。
If you can turn to your Bibles, Ephesians 2:19, here it is.
OK, 这样你们不再做外人的客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。好，那我们这边就看到说，我们在我今天想跟弟兄姐妹分享就是神的家。好，那这边这两节经节里面特别都讲到了神的家。
I'm sharing about the household of God, and these two verses speak on them.
那这边从这边来看到，既然是讲到神的家，我想神的家很明显就讲到了一件事情，神愿意有一个住处，神愿意有一个与人相会之处。
Looking over these two verses, it becomes clear that God desires a a family and a dwelling place.
那事实上从那个我们从创世纪从一开始一直到圣经的末了，其实好像都是神一直在圣经里面跟我们讲到的这个真理。
It seems to be a recurring topic and theme all the way back from Genesis.
从那个创世纪开始，我们讲到的，我们讲到就是神创造人，神创造的亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园里面。
Since the beginning, we are told that God created man, Adam.
在创世里面讲到说，神在园中行走，可见神是愿意与神在一起的。
We're also told that God walked around the garden. He was willing, He desired to be with us.
那后来，我们知道亚当跟夏娃犯罪之后，后来辗转过了很多时间之后，后来神从埃及要把他百姓带出来。
We know that after the fall of man, years and years later, hundreds of years later, God was to bring His people out of Egypt.
出埃及记有一个记载，出埃及记第25章第8节的时候，神又把他心意写明在人的中间。So
we see in Exodus 25 verse 8 again, God is marking a way to dwell with His people again.
那他这边这一节经节是讲到说，这我念就好，就是说当又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
It says here, then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them.
所以神一直在呼召人来到他面前，然后神也愿意与人同在。God
is always calling to people to come near to Him, be with Him.
那另外一节圣经是在以赛亚书第41章的第10节。Another
verse is in Isaiah 41.
11:10。这边有讲到说，你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我的公义的右手扶持你。God
said here, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
那在新约上就有个明显了，新约的话，一开始在约翰福音的第1章10节，这是我们大家弟兄姐妹很熟啊，道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典与真理。Becomes
clear in even clearer in the New Testament that Lord wants to dwell with His people. It says here that we have seen His glory, the glory of one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
那这边如果弟兄姐妹，如果大家查圣经，可能会知道，就是说这边讲到说住在我们中间，这个住的意思是就原文好，就是在旧约里面神要建一个会幕，那个会幕的原文的意思，就是一个支搭一个帐篷在我们的当中。To
those who study the Bible, the word dwell among us is very much like the word tabernacle from the Old Testament, and the act of dwelling with.
那所以说，我们在这边又看到，在新约里面，我们可以看见说，从旧约从创世纪开始，一直到新约，这是神一贯的思想，神愿意与神同在，神愿意与神同住。So
we begin to see from the Old Testament all the way to the end of the New Testament, we see that God wants to be with His people and to dwell among them.
那在马太福音的1章23节也讲到说，神是那位以马内利的神。
It also said in the beginning of Matthew that God is to be called Emmanuel.
那以马内利这个字啊，那个在我记得我第一次看到这个字的时候是在我高中的时候，我高中之前从来没有去过教会，从来没有去过教堂跟弟兄姐妹聚会。
I first saw this word Emmanuel in high school. Before that time, I have never been to church.
后来他快过那个年底的时候，他就我就收到一个同学寄过一张卡片，上面写。 就杨宗汉同学愿离以马内利。At
the end of the year, a fellow student gave me a greeting card that says, "Brother Roger, may you have Emmanuel."
那我要看什么马跟什么利啊
？What kind of
那个中文是一个 horse 呀
？What kind of horse? What kind of power?
因为那个 English 那个 translate Chinese 的时候，它变成那个你们懂中文就知道意思。
In Chinese, the word Emmanuel transliterated. To mean horse and power.
就是他，那我所以 那时候你知道那时候也没 Google 也没 Internet 啊。
I didn't have Google back then, so I had no idea what it meant.
那这个英文一直存到我心中，一直存到很多年，一直到我接触到圣经，我才知道以马内利是什么意思。
A while later, through the Bible, I didn't know what it meant until a while later when I saw it in the Bible.
那从这边，后来我就知道说，以马内利就是神与我们同在，神是一个愿意与人同在的一位神。Found
out later that Emmanuel means God with us.
那事实上，这边就讲到一个真理啊。那神从开始一直到启示录，其实还有另外一节，我想不念，就是说，基本上神就是愿意跟神同在的一位神。So
again, we see from Old Testament to New Testament actually skip the verse that illustrates this, that God wants to be with man.
神愿意在一群人中间，一群愿意顺服他，愿意跟他与神的心，生命能够相近的一群之中，能够找到一个安息之所。
He desires a people who find their comfort in Him, dwelling with Him.
那你记得在福音书里面，也在约翰福音里面，特别讲到主耶稣他每次。 到耶路撒冷的时候，他要休息的时候，他都回到Bethany，伯大尼。Remember
in the Gospel book of John, every time he approached Jerusalem, he would rest, retreat at night, usually to Bethany.
因为伯大尼有谁在那里呢？
Because who lived in Bethany?
因为就是有马大， 还有他的姐妹，还有拉撒路。
It's Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Those three people are God-fearing, God-loving. Those people found rest.
那因此神在这个时代之中仍然在我们当中能够找寻一群人，能够在我们当中能够得到他的安息之的地方。So
today, God still seeks for us to find comfort in Him and a dwelling place with us.
那我们刚才读在这些圣经，就是在这边讲说，在神的家中怎么行？可见呢，神的家是有个主权，那神是主要的，最重要的那一位。
In the house of God, there is a form of authority, and that is God Himself.
那但是呢，我们是当中的一部分。
But of course, we are part of that family too.
那这边有讲到说，这个家就是 永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
It says here in Timothy, he is the
three fifteen,
which is the church of living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
那大家有没有想到说，为什么神要与人同在啊？
Have you wondered why does God desire to be with man?
那我想至少。 在主面思想至少有几个原因呢？Think
at the very least a couple of reasons.
第一个是神是爱的神。Firstly,
God is love.
那神爱他所创造的人。God
loves the people He has created.
神愿意在他的百姓之中与百姓同在。He
wants to be with among His people and with His people.
那我另外一方面来讲，我们是他所创造的。In
another way, we are His. He owns us. He created us.
我们是按照他的形象跟样式所创造的。By
the image of God, we were created.
神愿意与他性情相近的人在一起。Wants
to be with us who have the same quality as Him.
那另外一方面来讲，其实我们人，其实神创造我们的时候，你知道，我们人里面有一个永远的概念。And
in another way of saying it, we are like God in the sense that we have eternity inside of us.
那这个永远的那个里面永远填不满啊，只有神能够填满我们。This
is an infinite-sized hole inside of us that cannot be filled except apart from God alone.
那当然最重要有一点的话，就是他要借着这一群比天使微小的人向撒旦夸胜。Most
importantly, He wants us who are made a little less than angels to be a testimony against Satan.
所以呢，所以说我们在主面前是主身上。 主心里面很重要那一部分。So
to us, to God, we are a very important part of Him.
那他这边，我们刚才读那边也讲说，这家就是永生神的教会。那这边事实上，这个神的家就是神的教会，这是圣经里面很明显这样讲的。Says
here that this church, group of believers, are the house of God.
那你知道那个神的，就是有关于神的教会，有关于教会的话。 我想弟兄姐妹都很清楚啊，教会不是这个 教堂，不是这个这个房子。
To talk about the church, we know, I think everyone knows that it's not this building.
那我记得我读过就江弟兄一篇的讯息啊，他里面有这样讲过一个小例子。
I had read an illustration made by Brother Kong in one of his books.
他说他在二次世界大战的时候，那个的时候呢，他在重庆呢。
He said in World War II, he was in
在四川。China.
But he was in a province in China.
然后后来就用到日本轰炸嘛。
So then, the Japanese came to with their artillery and their bombers.
后来那个弟兄就跑过来说，就跟江弟兄讲说，江弟兄，教会完了。
Brother came to Stephen Kong and he said, brother, the church is done for.
我说他就江弟兄说为什么完了？
He said, what are you talking about? What do you mean?
他说我们的那个教堂被炸掉了。
He said, our church was destroyed.
那从那天看到说我们在我们里面的心里面常常觉得这个教堂就是教会。
So oftentimes we think that the church building is our church.
那我记得我在前一些年的时候有一个姐妹我记得她好像是从香港来的。
A few years ago, there was a sister I remember who came from Hong Kong.
她就跟我讲，她说，我说你是在香港什么地方的教会聚会啊？
I remember asking her, which church, which part of Hong Kong are you gathering in?
那她就讲说，她说我觉得我那个地方不知道是不是算是教会。我说怎么会这样讲？
She said, well, I can't know for quite sure whether or not the place we gather can be considered a church.
因为他讲说在因为他说香港因为地小人稠嘛，所以说他的那个聚会的地方是在那个一栋大楼里面的一层聚会。
So I asked her, what do you mean? Well, she said, well, because of the sparse,space and a very tight space in Hong Kong, the place where they gather is just a section of a floor in a tall building.
他说因为我们那个没有教堂，所以我不知道我算不算教会。
We don't have a church building, so I don't know if we can be counted as a church.
所以说我们常常会把这个好像我们聚会一定要有个教堂才叫教会。
So sometimes we think that a place must have a church building to be considered an official church.
这不是这样的，其实神并没有这个意思在里面。
That is not true. That is not what God had in mind.
因为我们可以读一节圣经，在哥林多前书第一章第二节。
We can go to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2.
这一章第二节我们读的可能也许也更清楚一点。
First Corinthians 1, verse 2.
这边写到说，他写信给在更多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣、蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。基督是他们主，也是我们的主。
Paul says here, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Jesus, Christ Jesus, and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这边有看到教会另外一个在主面前圣经跟我们讲了，就是教会就是在基督耶稣里面能够成圣蒙召做圣徒的一群人。
So we see the term church in a new light here, that is,Those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be His holy people.
以及所有各处求告我主耶稣基督的名，知名之人的人。
And also it says, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这边讲到更多教，我们知道更多教会你知道他，我们读圣经知道更多教会里面有很多的问题。
From reading the scripture, we know that the church in Corinth had many problems.
但是他们是这一群为主所呼召出来的一群人。
But they are a group of people, a saved people who are called by God.
呀，就像我刚才弟兄讲，是一群被主呼召得救的一群基督徒。
It's a group of people who are called, set apart, and a group of people that were saved.
虽然我们在中间，也许我们还有一些的问题，一些的困难，但是我们是主所呼召出来的，这就是教会。
Even though they and we have a slew of problems, we are still The Church of the Living God. That was them.
因为很多人对教会有其他观念，不仅仅是好像没有教堂。那事实上没有教堂，我们只要是我们这一群弟兄姐妹，我们就是教会。
Many people understand that even if we don't have a church building, When we're gathered together, this is a church, a group of believers.
那另外一面，我们有的时候会讲到说，我们认为好像教会就是一定要做一个是好像像一个慈善机构一样。
Others say that the church is to be a religious coalition who do good works.
Yeah, 那教会是可以做慈善的东西，但是事实上这不是教会最重要的。
Yes, the church does do those things, but that is not the core of what a church is.
然后有人认为教会就是一个大家可以好像就是像俱乐部一样 ，social club 一样，这样是可以大家一起好久没讲中文了，到礼拜天可以大家来讲中文。
Others say that the church gives a sense of community and just a place to socialize and see people you haven't seen for a week.
那事实上，教会不仅仅就是这样子而已，教会。是可以让我们能够跟一些好久没见的人见见面，跟弟兄姐妹见面，但是这也不是教会最重要的目的。
Now again, the church can provide a venue for that, but again, that's not the core of what a church is.
那事实上，我们从刚才我们读到历史里面，我们知道说，教会事实上是神所呼召的一群弟兄和姐妹。
So from the verse we just read, we know that the church is a body of believers gathered together.
那就算教会这个原本的那个意思啊，就是教会在希腊原文的意思也是就两个字根合啊，就是呼召跟一群的人被呼召出来意思。
To split up the Greek version of the word church, it means to be called and to be put together.
Yeah, 所以说我们在主面前，我们对于教会，我想在主面前必须先对这一点点意思，像一些对于有一些的不清楚的地方，我们先要提一下。
So our confusion must be lifted, and we must be clear on what the church is first.
那我想有一节，那在圣经里面特别讲到教会是特别的地方。那我想请大家看一下第马太福音第十六章第十八节。
In Matthew 16:18, I'm going over a few more verses that talk about, refer to the church. Matthew 16:18.
这章我想弟兄姐妹也很熟。
Quite a familiar verse, I'm sure.
这边讲到说，这是主耶稣第一次在圣经里面讲到教会。
This is the first time, or at least in Scripture, our Lord Jesus referred to the church.
那事实上，主耶稣事实上在四本福音书里面一共只讲到两次教会这个词。
This word church was mentioned only twice by our Lord Jesus in the four gospel books.
那第一次就在马太福音第十六章，第二次是马太福音十八章。
First time is in Matthew 16, second time is Matthew 18.
那这一节马太福音第十六章第十八节这边讲，他说：“我还告诉你们是彼得，我要将我的教会建造在牌子上，阴间的权柄。”
Matthew 16:18, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
那这边要讲到说，事实上在主讲这句话之前，因为主先承认主耶稣基督是神的儿子，承认主是基督。
This was right after Peter said that you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God, the Messiah, the Son of the Living God, after Peter's profession.
所以这边主耶稣基督把教会启示出来。
So it was here that our Lord Jesus revealed the concept of church to Peter.
那这边特别讲到说我们就看到说主对所有他的门徒，对于我们所有信主人来讲，是一个第一个最重要的是一个团体的呼召。
First we see that the first point about the church is a congregation, a congregation of believers.
那如果你再看马太福音后面的话，你才看到说主耶稣对于彼得有关于说你要舍己背起十字架来跟从主。
Later on, Jesus speaks to people and as well as Peter that you must deny yourself and carry your cross to follow me.
那是之后的，但是你在前面是主先看到对于团体对于教会的一个呼召。
That comes later, but here it's a calling to the congregation and a group of believers, which is the church.
所以这边也很明显看到，主的心意里面是教会是他的心头上最重的。
We see that this is one of the most important things to our Lord Jesus, the church.
老实讲，其实从神开始创造亚当跟夏娃，一直到新天新地，现在神最重要的工作其实就是教会。
This from the creation of man until when the New Jerusalem will be built, the Lord's most important work is in His church.
那事实上，在保罗的书信里面有一句话特别讲到教会。那教会，我想这句话也很熟，我们大概可以看一下，是以弗所书第一章的23节。以弗所书。
In Ephesians, Paul says something regarding the church as well, very importantly. Ephesians 1:23.
他这边讲到说，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Ephesians 1:23 says, "Church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way."
那这边讲到说，我们刚才讲到说教会是神家，这边讲到说教会是他的身体。
We first said that the church is God's family, and now here it says it's His body.
那我想那个保罗对基督对教会是基督身体，我想他有自己有很深的那个感觉。
I'm sure Paul can very very easily and deeply, intimately relate to the fact that the church is his family.
你知道，当那个保罗，当保罗他在那个大马路上要去抓那些基督徒，把他放到要逼迫他们，把他放到监里的时候，那神向他显现。
When God appeared to Paul when he was on his way to Damascus to persecute other Christians,
那神对保罗讲的话，他没有讲说。 保罗，你为什么逼迫我的，就是这些门徒们？
If you remember, Paul, God didn't say to Paul, Peter, Paul, Saul, why do you persecute my brothers, my family, believers?
主在那边讲说，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
God said, Saul, why do you persecute me?
所以这边很明显看到，当 人碰在我们身上的时候，神要逼迫他的儿女的时候，老实讲，就逼迫了主。We
see a truth here is that is when people persecute Christians, they're really persecuting our Lord.
那所以说呢，身体是神这整个人对这个整个基督人来讲是很重要的一部分。Body
is a very important part of this church. Church, body.
那你知道那个身体事实上是来彰显头的，能够把我们的基督彰显出来。The
body is gives us a way to exemplify the head.
那你知道许多人其实来到教会的时候，其实最多看见就是先看见我们这群人。Many
people who come to church, first thing they'll see is a group of people.
那许多人得救，其实事实上，也许就我想有很多弟兄姐妹知道，我们每一次要受浸的时候，我们特别要提醒一些要受浸的弟兄，你不用提一些弟兄姐妹的名字，因为一切荣耀归给主。I
would also think that most people know that when we do have a baptism, we always warn them ahead of time. Do not give glory to any man, woman, or anybody that helped you. It's a work of God. It's the glory goes to God.
因为事实上，因为当我们人来到 来到我们弟兄姐妹当中的时候，常常他们所看见的，就是看见我们当中的弟兄和姐妹。When
people come here, usually all they see is people, brothers and sisters.
那我记得我自己，我得救也是这样，因为我刚才讲过说，我高中之前甚至大学信的教堂也是去参加合唱比赛，从来没有参加聚会过。It
was like this when in college as well as when I was saved too.
那我后来第一次比较接触到基督徒是我就是来美国的那一天。I
haven't gone to church before much, but I didn't really encounter or get used to other Christians until I came to.
那我来的时候就是坐飞机嘛，那我先跟我同学讲说我们有四个人一起过来。I
told my classmate when I was on the plane that we have four people.
那我希望说他来机场接我。
I said I hope that he would pick us up.
结果呢，我们的飞机那时候没有，我们那时候要飞到 St. Louis， 那时候他先飞到那个芝加哥。We
were our destination was St. Louis, but first we had to go to Chicago.
芝加哥那个叫 O'Hare 那个
O'Hare Airport.
O'Hare 那个机场很大。
Very big airport.
那我们要转机再转到飞到那个圣路易。
Our transfer flight was from there to St. Louis.
结果我第一次出国，结果那个行李在这阿杰就不见了。
It was my first trip out of China, so and
Taiwan.
Oh, out of Taiwan, so and my luggage disappeared.
那结果我很紧张啊，那但是他们另外三个要上飞机，要搭下一班呢。后来他们就跟我讲说，啊，算了啦，你这个行李不要，因为有我的电锅啊，还有那个一大堆，还有一大堆我那个当时要。
So my friends say, forget about it. I mean, forget about your luggage. They're lost. All my hot pot utensils and tools were in there.
那没办法，因为飞机快飞，我就飞到芝加，不飞到圣路易。
Because of time and convenience, so I just kept on. I just went ahead with them.
结果到那边，结果到机场接我很惊讶，除了同学之外，有好几个美国人在那边，好几个就是外国人。我们当时说他。我们才是外国人，他们就是本地的美国人在那边。
When I noticed when I came to my destination, I saw that other than my Chinese friend, there were a bunch of other foreigners. Actually, we were the foreigners there, and they were standing there waiting for us.
后来才知道他们是一些教会的一些弟兄姐妹，他们因为我同学没有大车，因为有四个人有很多行李，每个人我少了我两个啦，不过。他们每个人有两个大行李，大家知道吗？我们第一次来都是两个大行李。
Our classmates had a big car, so he could fit our luggage, even though we were too short.
那结果我才看很惊讶，发现他们开了好几部车来，然后来载我们，回到学校去。
They drove multiple cars to come to us to pick us up and take us back to the school.
那我们那时候学校离其实我们学校是在密苏里的那个中间一个小镇的，那个离圣路易斯还要开车开两个多钟头。
We were in a very suburban area or an area in Missouri. It was 2 hour drive from the airport back home.
然后后来发觉哇，他们开了两个多钟头过来，然后等我们。然后因为我行李掉了，因为我们那时候英文都不怎么样，都不行。然后他又帮我去到柜台讲了很久，然后我们才一起又开回圣路易的。
So before we took the 2 hours and change, because our Chinese was not so great, we spoke to the reception desk and asked about our luggage before driving back to St. Louis.
所以呢，我后来发现这一期是一群就是我同学一些信主，他在教会的一些弟兄姐妹来帮助我们。
I found out that my classmate and the people that came with him were Christians.
那后来我从这群弟兄姐妹上在中间我们看到了这些弟兄姐妹。这些人呢，我当时我知道他们基督徒，我觉得这些基督徒有一些不一样的地方。
Knowing that they were Christians, I found that they were a little different.
因为从他们身上我们看见呢，他在基督，因为有基督在他们中间。
It was because that they had Christ among them.
因为有基督在他们中间，他们才能够把基督爱能够显明出来。因为我们跟外国人根本无关系的。
Because of Christ in them, that we saw Christ's love in them, and because we had no relationship, we didn't even know them.
我记得有一个，其中还有一位是那个小美其实都正常嘛。还有一个是当时要读那个，他要读那个就是医学院的，他很忙的。就是我当时来接我那些人，当真有一个是要读医学院的，他很忙，但是他愿意也能够来接我们。
One of the people who came to pick me up was in medical school, so he was very busy, but he came anyway.
那所以说从这些人身上我接触到基督。
So among these things, I came into contact with Christ.
那后来我就在那边信主了。
And then I believe in God over there.
所以呢，从这边从第一个，我想跟大家分享说，所以身体事实上是要彰显基督的。
So I want to remind everyone that the body of Christ is to exemplify Christ.
那事实上，圣经有一段话是在哥林多后书二章十五节。
Second Corinthians 2:15.
二章十五节。因为我们在神面前，无论在得救人的身上或灭人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
For we are to God the pleasuring aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
那所以说当人摸着我们的时候，摸着我们是摸着什么东西？
So when people get a sense of us, what is it they're sensing?
那有时候我们可能真的，就是身上可能也许一两天没洗澡，可能是有点味道。
Well, sometimes they might encounter us who haven't showered for a few days.
但是最重要的其实是有味道没关系，最重要是能够摸着我们里面的基督，这比较重要。
The smell is not important. It's whether they can find the aroma of Christ in us.
因为主基督的馨香之气能够把人带到神面前来。
Because Christ's aroma can bring lost people to Him.
那另外一点呢，就是在身体面我们能够一起得到丰富。
In another sense, in the body, we're to gain richness.
那这一节的话，我想另外一段圣经是在哥罗西书二章九节，Colossians.
Want to use Colossians 2:9 to tell you this.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
所以呢，当我们在一起查考主的话的时候，或一起分享的时候，比我们自己一个人在主面前能够得到的更多。
So when we're studying the Bible together, we're sharing together. There's a more sense of a fullness than when we do it by ourselves. That's only one illustration.
因为我们必须承认我们人是很有限的。
We must concede that people are very limited. We ought to be, and we must be, with fellow brothers and sisters.
因为这位弟兄所分享了，那位弟兄所分享了，当我们一起在一起的时候，这分享的就更丰富起来。Because
when one brother shares, or another brother shares, when we share together, it enriches everyone.
所以我们都彼此一直鼓励。 弟兄姐妹就是不仅仅礼拜天的聚会，那我们在周间的聚会也很重要。
So we encourage everyone to gather Sundays as well as other chances during the week.
因为我们自己的领受是有限的，因为基督的丰富是在教会面彰显出来的。
Because what we can understand by ourselves is often limited, His fullness is usually often shown in the body.
所以说，为什么我们不仅仅在主日聚集，我们在周间主给我们恩典，让我们能够与弟兄姐妹有其他的聚集。That
is why, other than Sunday, by the grace of God, we have other gatherings during the week.
那所以呢，这是一点，第一点讲到我们是彰显基督；第二个呢，我们一起领受主的丰富。这都仅仅都是一点点的例子而已。So
first, we're to exemplify Christ, and secondly, is to reach fullness. Those are only a few examples.
那另外一点呢，我想分享就是我们在教会面，我们能够有肢体的感觉，我们在互为肢体。Member,
just member. Another third point I want to make is that we should feel a sense of being a member or membership.
那我们在主面前的话，无论是我们信主年月的长跟短，我们在主面前，我们每个弟兄姐妹，我相信在主面前都是重要的。
Whether we are new believers or more mature believers, we are equally important in God's eyes.
那我们的身体无论是手和脚，大家觉得手重要还是脚重要？
Whether hands or feet, do you guys feel the hand is more important than the feet or vice versa?
我觉得都蛮重要的。I
think they're both pretty important.
那像前两天我们有一个姐妹，我们昨天晚上聚会，像一个姐妹脚伤到啊，那整身都不能动啊。
A sister a while back had an injury in her ankle or foot, and because of that, she couldn't move her whole body.
那眼睛重要还是嘴巴重要?
Is the eye more important than the mouth, or no?
那其实都很重要。
It's all important.
我们虽然是不一样的人，但是呢，因为有主同样的生命，主把我们摆在一起。
We're very different, but we all have the same quality of life that God gave us. We're together.
我们有不同背景，有不同教育程度，年龄也不一样，我们讲的语言，习惯语言有的都不一样。
We have different backgrounds, different education level, our language, our culture, everything can be different.
但是很奇妙，就把这些我们不一样的，把我们这样的人都放在一起。
But God is pleased in bringing all these people together.
让我们能够彰显主的荣美
，to exemplify His beauty，
这很奇妙
，that is marvelous
那事实上，但因为我知道，其实这跟我们的人的一些本性有点不一样
，I know that this contradicts the natural man's inclinations。
那我们常常有遇到一些人，尤其刚信主就觉得，我一个人信主就好了，我不要跟
Many people, when they first believe, they say, "Well, I'll just be an individual Christian. I'm not really like those other people. I don't know them."
但是这边很明显，我们刚才读圣经知道，神对我们是一个团体的呼召。
But we see from the scripture that our calling is one of the body.
那我们都能够学习在基督里面学习做一个肢体。
We should all learn how to be part of a functional body in Christ.
那我记得我们弟兄在圣经里面提到说，其实我们在我们当中，最重要的称呼是弟兄姐妹的称呼，是弟兄和姐妹。
Most important relationship from sharing from the Bible is the relationship between brothers and sisters.
那我们也许是有一些主日学，也许是主日学一些的弟兄们，也许称他主日学老师，但是事实上。从主的话来让我们看，弟兄是最重要的称呼，弟兄姐妹是最重要的称呼。
We can be called, you know, Sunday school teachers or elders, but the most important relationship is brothers and sisters.
那事实上，从那个我念一段圣经，在马太福音的23:8这边让我们看见。
Matthew 23:8。
这边也讲到说，他说你们不要受拉比的称呼，拉比就是老师啊。
Jesus said here, but you are not to be called rabbi. Rabbi just means teacher.
因为在犹太里面，rabbi 就是老师的意思。
Rabbi is just the teacher for Jews.
他这边讲说，你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们夫子，你们都是弟兄。
So to them, he said, you are not to be called rabbi, for you all have one teacher, and you are all brothers.
这边讲说，只有一位是你的夫子，那一位夫子就是我们主耶稣基督。
There's only one teacher, that's our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们都是弟兄和姐妹。
We are just brothers and sisters.
所以呢，就算一个一个年轻人十几岁叫我brother Young, 我是觉得完全 OK 的。
So if a very young believer in his teens says to me, brother Young, I'm totally cool with that.
不用叫我杨大叔啊。
They'll call me Uncle Yang.
不用叫我 Uncle， 这没有问题的，因为弟兄是最重要的称呼。
That is not a problem because the most important designation is brother.
那如果我们当中有些年长弟兄，如果叫年长的弟兄姐妹，我如果叫你弟兄或叫你姐妹，我想请你也不要生气。
And if I call someone much much older than I am brother or sister, please don't be offended.
因为事实上，从这边我们可以看见，弟兄姐妹是最重要的称呼。
Because we see from this verse that our designation, most foremost designation, is brothers and sisters.
因为事实上，在主里面让我们看见说，主已经除掉了我们中间一切的阻拦了。
Because God has, in a sense, removed all the stumbling blocks between us.
我再念一段那个圣经是以弗所书2:14。
In Ephesians 2:14.
2:14，以弗所书。
Ephesians 2:14.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier.
那中间中间中文有讲说因为他是我们的和睦，在英文是对的。
It's mentioned very correctly and accurately in English, but in Chinese there's a parenthesis comment.
因为主耶稣基督是我们的和睦。
Lord Jesus Christ is our.
所以他拆呀，是啥
？Is our peaceful cohabitants.
所以呢，他拆毁了我们中间一切隔断的墙。
So he has destroyed the barrier and wall between us.
那我们中间隔断墙是什么？就是人与人之间有一些的那个隔阂。
What is this dividing wall of hostility? That's the differences between people, believers.
有什么隔阂啊
？What kind of differences?
那我们的年龄不一样
，age.
然后我们来的地方不一样，然后
our sources of enjoyment.
那有时候我们讲的语言不一样
，our languages.
但是主讲得很清楚，他已经将我们中间的一些所有隔断的墙都拆毁了。
But God is clear that He has destroyed the barrier.
所以因此我们在主面前。年龄、语言、背景不应该成为我们交通的障碍。
So age, language, and background should not be a wall between us fellowshipping.
虽然我们在这边大部分是讲中文弟兄姐在这边，
Even though most of us are Chinese speaking,
但是我们有说叫做纽瓦克中文教会，对不对？
But we haven't called ourselves the Chinese Newark Church.
因为我们从主的话里面很清楚看见，语言不应该是我们中间的隔断的墙。
Right, and that's because we know that language should not be a dividing wall.
然后年龄也不应该是。
It should not be a dividing wall.
所以说，如果机会的话，如果就算有不同语言，我们也许也可以交通。
So we have the chance.Learn to fellowship together with people speaking different languages.
那年龄不一样，你也可以跟年龄轻的人交通。
You can also share with someone very young.
那我们有，你知道我们每个月有 youth school. Youth school 其实如果弟兄姐妹愿意你偶尔也可以参加一两次，指导一下年轻人的情形。
And you know, youth group, you can, if you want, you can attend too. It's not just for the young people who are or adults that know English well.
那如果是如果你们是年轻人，也可以到我们当中，我们也一起的分享。
If you're a young English speaker, you can come to some of our Chinese gatherings too.
因为这边很明显看到说我们中间是有一些原本把我们分开的，因着主，我们都因着主的生命，我们都可以连在一起的。
Many of the things that separate us, because for the Lord's sake, we can be joined together.
所以呢，我们在主面前可以一同的服侍。
We can serve together.
那事实上，圣经有另外一个很重要的一个点在教会里面，就是我们每个人都为祭司。
The Bible has another designation for us, a very important one. That is to say that each of the believers in the church is a priest.
那在彼得前书的第二章第九节
，First Peter 2:9，
第二章第九节这边有讲到说，唯有你们是被拣选族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入光明奇妙者的美德。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
这边讲到说，你们就讲是祭司，所以可见的每个人都是祭司。
It says here, you, referring to all believers in this verse.
那你知道我以前在读这个圣经的时候，刚开始念到这一节，我觉得。这个祭司这个词很对我来讲是很陌生的一个词。
In my early days reading the Bible, when I came across the word priest, it was a very foreign term to me.
你知道那个其他的那个地方，我记得我们去过希腊，希腊也有那个他们有原本那些什么他们的一些外邦神的神，他们也有祭司的，他们都有祭司。
If you've been to Greek, you know that there are a lot of pagan gods and pagan priests that are worshipped.
所以我就觉得这个祭司这个词很奇怪啊。
So I think the word priest is very weird.
那事实上从我们现今的话来讲，事实上祭司就是我们在主一起在主服侍的一群弟兄和姐妹。
To put it simply, is just a group of people who are serving God.
那你知道祭司在旧约里面，他事实上只有亚伦还有他一家可以当祭司。
We know from the Old Testament, it was only the Aaron, Moses' brother, and his lineage who.
但是从主的话，从这边可以看见，我们在主的心意是上升，每个弟兄姐妹在主面前都能够服侍主。
But we see in the New Testament that everyone, every believer, can be a priest and serving Him.
那你知道，按照新约，我们最近都在查那个希伯来书啊，查希伯来书特别有讲到说，主耶稣基督是我们的大祭司。
By the New Testament standard, we've been studying but the book of Hebrews often. It says that our Lord Jesus is the great high priest.
那他讲到说，又提到一个人叫做麦基洗德嘛，对不对
？He also mentioned Melchizedek in there.
然后他这边讲到说，他讲到说麦基洗德是一个无父无母，然后无族谱、无生之始、无命之终，乃是与神的。
In Hebrews 7:3, it says this about Melchizedek. Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remains a priest continually.
这祭司虽然是从旧约开始，但是我们在主面前服侍，应该是以新约希伯来书里面讲的，以我们的主为我们的遵行的样本。
That sense, that person started in the Old Testament, but we should look at it in the light of the New Testament.
这边讲到说无父无母,
it says here, no, without father, without mother.
这可见呢,这边我们的主面前服事不是靠的遗传来的,那是以我们主生,主,我们有主的生命,我们就应该来到主面前来服事主。
We glean from this that serving God is not, there's, we're not inherit, we're not priests by inheritance or by our lineage, but just as believers.
这边有讲到说,无生之死,无命之终。
Without neither beginning of days nor end of life.
那可见呢,我们在主面前呢,是以永远的生命来服侍主的。
We see that here we're serving our Lord using our eternal life.
那所以说我们在聚会之中,那我们不应该讲说,这个服侍都是某某人做就好了,然后主弟兄分享就可以了,我们都不用分享,不是这样子。
So to bring it closer to home, someone may say that this service is best suited for that guy, or Brother Freedom can speak by himself and no one else is allowed to do it. We should all prepare our own hearts to gather before him.
My
brother shared once, we come empty and we go home completely fulfilled.
他说我们如果从主的话来看,我们不能空空的来。
So from, and he said from the teaching of the scripture, we can't come all empty.
我们要在主里面前有准备。
We gotta prepare.
那我们特别在,我想我们当中,至少没有像我们孙弟兄的讲的他们那么迫切,他讲他年轻的时候,从礼拜就开始要准备礼拜, 主日的,
We're not so as adamant as our brother's son, who he insists that someone who is gathering on Sunday, they should start preparing for it on Friday.
从礼拜就开始了。from
Monday, not Friday. He's going to pray a lot of things inside of his heart from Monday.
他说他到了礼拜主日早上波饼聚会的时候，他说一面就跟像爆炸一样就爆出来。So
on Sunday, it's almost as if he's releasing all, a week worth of praises in one shot.
所以呢，我们在主面前要准备。我们我记得我们上我们礼拜晚上才刚刚查过希伯来书第十三章嘛。So
we just studied Hebrew 13. I feel like we should all prepare.
他这边特别有讲到说，我们就算我们在主面前没有特别在主面前有其他服事，但是我们有在主面前有嘴唇的果子，能够带到主面前来。
Says here we don't have other, even if we don't have other services, we can offer a sacrifice of praises.
就是颂赞的果子。
The fruit, it says in Hebrews 13:15, fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
Yeah, 就是我们能够一面有准备好，能够 赞美主的话,
a sacrifice of praise, words of praise to our God.
所以我们当个祭司呢,就是有准备的来,然后慢慢的回去。
So as a priest, we come prepared and we go back full.
不是空空的来,跑跑直的回去。
It's not come here for a recharge with nothing.
那求主能够帮助我们啊。
May the Lord help us in that regard.
因为我们每一个人在我们当中,我们在主面前都是直接跟主。
Because we are individually accountable with our God.
那我们的祷告不需要特别找一个弟兄，比如说找姊妹弟兄帮我们祷告一下。
Our prayer does not have to be delegated to a single brother like.
因为我们每个人的祷告都是跟主在，就跟直接能够连接。
Because our prayers are for God and to God.
那我每个人能够在主面前，其实，在教会面，教会就是一个非常重要的一个学校。
So everybody is in this church together, and that is a very, very important institution.
其实我们在主面前能够学习十字架功课。我们上两个礼拜，我们的弟兄在我们当中讲到十字架的道。
Our brother shared a week ago the path of walking the cross.
那十字架道，那就是在我们的教会的生活里面。 在我们日常的生活之中，主会带领我们。
So the God will lead us in our walking in the church and walking with our cross.
所以至少对我来讲，也许有些弟兄姐妹不同意。至少对我来讲，我们不需要去上，不需要去神学院的。Maybe
some of you would disagree, but for me at least, I don't think we need cemetery.
因为主在
seminary 不是 cemetery
per se. 是
We need cemetery.
Yeah. 就是说我们能够在主面前。 在学校，就是在这里，就是我们弟兄姐妹，我们一起学习施教的功课。
At school, at church, we together learn together God's teachings.
哦，那关于肢体，然后关于肢体，我想最后一个，我想跟大家想分享，就是你知道每个人都想要找一个那个所谓的完美的教会吗？
I want to bring one other point to your attention, that is everyone tends to want to find a perfect church.
那在那个启示里面不是有那个腓拉铁菲的教会，大家哇很羡慕，不要当其他的，就当腓拉铁菲的。Everyone
envies the church of Philadelphia mentioned in Revelations 2. They just think, I just want to be that church, I don't want to be anyone else.
那所以呢，有些弟兄姐妹就可能有这种心思，就可能会想要。 这边看一看啊，那边看一看。
Some people may like to church shop, look at this church, look at that church.
就像我们弟兄翻译就好像说到 shopping 一下，到哪个地方去看看。
Like in the form of test driving or shopping for a church.
那其实主如果安排我们在一个地方的聚集，我们就能够在那个地方能够学习。
But if God has placed us in a particular church during this period of time, we ought to learn. While there.
其实你想想看，如果真的有一个完美的教会的话
，Let's say for argument's sake, let's think that suppose there was a perfect church somewhere.
那你到那个地方
，When you go there，
那可能因为你的关系，可能就不大完美了。Because
of you being there, it's no longer perfect.
另外一点呢，如果是一个完美的教会呢，它会被传福音，它会吗？
From another perspective, if it's a perfect church, will they preach the gospel? Of course they will.
如果他传福音的话，他因为邀请一些还没信主的啊，或者刚刚信主的人进来嘛。
They're then going to invite some non-believers or new believers to come in, won't they?
那你知道这些还没信主就是没有主的灵，那一定会有肉体的嘛。
Those people are coming in that are not that do not belong to Christ, and of course their flesh will come out.
那就会有一些问题嘛。
There's going to be problems.
所以就还是一样，就是还是一样的，有一些的在我们这位主面前学习的地方。So
just like any other church, there will be places and chances to learn.
所以呢，如果主安排我们在这个地方，我在我自己盖主面前领受，我们就除非主把我们带走，不然的话，我们应该就在我们在主所安排的，我们在这边好好跟弟兄姐妹一同的聚集。So
I feel unless the Lord calls us home, we should stay in the place that He has given us to stay in.
除非主因为工作关系你必须离开，或是有些特别特别理由你必须离开。Unless
He leads you purposely to a different church, different job, different location.
不过，就算主带你离开，你也要跟主祷告，主让我们在那个地方也找到一群能够爱主的弟兄姐妹，我们一同的。
Nevertheless, if you do leave, you ought to pray earnestly for God to arrange you to be able to be with the body of God-fearing believers.
我记得我那时候在那个，我刚才讲我在密苏里，我在密苏里毕业之后必须离开，我先到俄亥俄去，我先去念另外一个学位。When
I was leaving Missouri to Ohio to earn another degree.
那我记得我到那个新的地方的时候。 而主的灵就会在里面就会催促我说，你应该在主日的时候就说你要去聚会。When I
got there, the Spirit of God kept reminding me when it came close to Sunday that you must go to gathering.
那旁边没有，那时候没有遇到基督徒啊，我就问旁边说，这边有没有去基督徒聚会的？I
didn't have any Christians around me, so I asked around. Do you know any Christian churches around?
哎，那时候就这些。 他们虽然不庆祝，但他们知道哪里有聚会。可能都基督徒邀过他们，他们不去，但是他们知道哪里有聚会。The
people I asked, they weren't believers, but they knew where they were. Perhaps they were invited by believers too.
所以我们虽然要去不同地方，但是主，如果你愿意。 主也在里面感动你，你自然有聚会的地方。
So, even if you go to a new place, God moves you toward it, you ought to find a gathering.
后来我又来了纽泽西州呢，后来也是一样啊，我也不知道，也是问旁边人。
Same story when I came to NJ, I had to ask people around me, where's the church?
后来就当时我们还没有这边还没开始聚会，后来就遇到了一些弟兄姐妹。
At the time, our church wasn't really established, so I just met some brothers.
那我记得第一次去聚会不在这边呢，在外口，就是以前的田弟兄带我去的，田正宗弟兄带我去的。
The first time I went to a church in NJ was the Wyckoff Church.
So,
Brother Tian invited me.
那后来因为这边，老实讲，我在那个地方聚会的时候，我更没有想到我们在这边会有一个新的聚集，是弟兄开始让我们有这边一个新的聚集。
I had no idea that there would be a new gathering here. Our brother would start it.
他说你们就在附近，应该在当地聚集。
He said you're nearby. You should gather here.
那所以呢，我们在这边呢，从后面来到这里以后，一直到现在。这么多年了，感谢主啊，主让我能够在这边一起的跟弟兄姐妹在一起聚集。
So we came to this our own church here, and after all these years, we really thank God for putting us here.
所以呢，主带领我们啊，那不管在什么地方的聚集，只要我们能够在主面前能够一同追求主，主会在我们身上显明他在我们身上的旨意。
We thank God for leading us, no matter what church we're in, as long as we are.Seeking after God's will.
因为那个其实我们在这边的聚集，其实主有一个心意在了。
He has a will for us.
不仅仅我们在这里有全地的聚集，主都有一个心意在，让我们在我们的聚集之中，让我们能够成长，让我们与主的生命能够相配。
Not only a will for us believers here, but also for any believer in any church that we may be.Mature.
那我们就是从启示录里面看到，那末了的时候，教会要成为主的心腹。
We were introduced to the concept in the Revelations that the church will become the bride of Christ.
那心腹事实上就是你知道跟新郎能够相配的嘛。
A bride, of course, is paired up with the groom.
那你知道那个姜弟兄很喜欢举的例子，就是说那个新郎不能够娶个小女孩嘛。一定要娶个长大成的。
Brother Kong often emphasizes, he likes to say this way that the groom is not looking for a little girl.
那就是找到一个他能够与他的生命能够彼此相配的。
But one who is similar in life.
然后让我们在末了看见说，主的心意就是让我们能够长大成人，都成为主面重用的。
And it is for his will for us to mature to be useful.
然后我们能够与主一同的作王
，so that we can reign together with him。
那我想，我想再分享一点就好了。
I want to share a couple more things. A few more things.
那我们刚才讲说教会是基督的身体啊。那其实还有另外一个很重要一点，就是基督是教会的头。
I also want to share on the fact that.Jesus is the head of the church.
那在圣经里面有在旧约段有一段光景，就是他没有王，就是你知道，就是士师记的时候。
We know that during the time of the judges, Israel had no king.
那在士师记的21:25有句话说，那时候以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In Judges 21:25, it says, in those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit.
那这边又讲到说你就是在主面前好像凭着自己做事啊，就是你做你想要的，你没有寻求主，就是这个意思啊。
It's just simply saying that you are doing everything your heart desires without guidance from God.
那圣经里面也很明显让我们看见，其实我们的心思我们的心思很重要。
Bible tells us the importance of our heart.
我们的心思要能够常常能够专注在我们的主上面。
The inclination of our heart should always be fixed on our God.
那我在请大家看一段圣经是那个哥拉逊，就是哥罗西书1:18。
Again, let's go back to Colossians
chapter 1, 18.
Colossians 1:18.
他这边讲说，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
says here, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy.
我想关于这个教会的时候，我想分享两个焦点，就很快就好。第一个就是我们在主面前，我们必须心思放在主的上面。
So I just want to share a few things. Firstly, our inclinations of the heart should be fixed on God.
我们心思如何放在主上面？那很明显。How do we do that?
Yeah,
那我们其实弟兄姐妹们分享很多，事实上我们当然要把我们这个人能够放到主面前来，奉献给主。
Our brother has shared too that we should put ourselves in front of God.
我们每天在主面前早上起来的时候，我们在工作之前、上学之前，我们跟主一个祷告，我们愿意把我们这个人放到主手里。
At the beginning of each day, before we go to work, go to school, we have a desire in our heart that we're going to give God this day.
那求主让我们能够可以聚会的时候，我们有时间可以聚会。
And pray that if there are gatherings, give us time to attend the gathering.
让我们能够分别出来。
That we may be put holy and separate.
那我特别，像我自己就特别跟主祷告，就是特别礼拜五晚上，我们跟弟兄、跟圣徒们一同交通，还有在主日的时间。 特别早上时间，能够求主给我恩典，让我们能够聚会。
I also pray often to be able to come on Fridays in the evening for Bible study, and also to gather with all the saints on Sunday.
那就像这礼拜，那我们公司又叫我说这礼拜要做公司的事情。
Like just this past week, I was asked to do some work for a company.
就是今天啊，那我就跟他讲，我刚刚我说礼拜天早上去教会。
I told him, sorry, I can't do it, I have church.
那后来他们，我就跟主祷告，后来他们也同意，他说那你下午也可以。
So I prayed to God and they were kind enough to willing to allow me to go in the afternoon.
所以我觉得我们感谢主啊，那主让我们能够聚会，所以我觉得我们在我们的人生里面有许多的选择，我们的心思，我们心思常常会。
Now I thank God for giving me this chance to attend today. In our lives, there are many choices that we make that is fluctuating all over the place.
因为我们的心思里面，事实上，我们从一些弟兄姐妹分享，其实我们的心思是一个战场，是一个战场。
As our brother shared, our mind is a battleground.
那圣灵在里面对我们说话。
When the Spirit is our indwelling spirit is speaking to us.
那另外一方面呢，那很多世界上的东西，然后有许多，比如说工作上、生活上，撒旦的一些意念都跑进来。
At the same time, our life, our job, the evil ones, ideas and thoughts.
如果我们跟主祷告的话，其实主会跟我们讲怎么做的。
If we pray to God and we know His heart, we know what. The right thing to do is.
那譬如说我们前几个礼拜，我记得赵卓弟兄跟我们讲过，譬如说那个两个半支派，选了一个就是河东之地啊。A few
days ago, I went to Brother Marco's house. He was talking about the Transjordan two and a half tribes.
哦，不是他的家，就在这边分享。哦，over
here.
Yeah. 那譬如说，我们前一阵子读到那个希伯来书讲到那个以扫。
And also in Hebrews when it talks about Esau.
对，以扫你知道他就为一碗红豆汤嘛，就把他长子名分卖了。For
one bowl of soup, he sold his birthright.
那所以呢，我们在他在这些，其实在这里面都有很多的选择的。So
in those situations, there are many choices.
但是主在我们的心思里面，其实主，我们跟主祷告，主会把他心思放在我们里面。
We pray to God, but He will put His will inside of us.
让我们的心思能够专注在主的上面。
So that our thoughts can be cast onto His.
Yeah, 那主给我们恩典，那当然我们就常常能够在主面前聚集，然后常常跟主在面前能够学习。And
by grace, that He'll give us chance to dwell together with fellow believers here and learn together.
那因为当其实事实上当我们将能够顺着主的心思的时候，其实有时候要付代价的。
When we are abiding His will, oftentimes sacrifices are involved.
你看在新约里面不是有那个玛利亚，就是主耶稣肉身的母亲。那当天使刚刚讲说你要圣灵怀孕有个孩子的时候，
When the angel told Mary that you're going to be with child by the Holy Spirit?
他说我心愿真子为大嘛?
He said, may the Lord's will be done.
但事实上你知道他那时候代价也他想他有一个代价了因为当时的妇女就是还没有结婚就有孩子这很严重的事情当时是用石头打死他了
But she, Mary knew that even though she said the Lord's will be done, she did have things to sacrifice because as a someone who got pregnant before marriage, they were to be stoned to death. But she was willing to follow, obey.
So,
the same way she paid a price, we by some measure pay a similar price when we testify for our God.
这事实上也就是上上礼拜我们的弟兄在我们当中分享就是这十字架的道路
And that's the path of the cross like our brother Bo shared 2 weeks ago.
如果当你在你公司里面如果大家都做一些还好我没有做我没有当会计如果当会计大家都做假账就是政府一个账老板一个账那你要怎么做
Fortunately, in the company that you work in, lucky I'm not a financial analyst or secretary, there are fake transactions everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm sure that to everyone they have seen similar things. May God give us strength to make the right choice.
让我们能够因着看到主，让我们能够呼召，能够过圣洁的生活。
So that seeing our Lord, we can live a called and holy life.
那呼召过圣洁的生活也是，我想我们就因为时间不多，我们就停到这好了。
I think because of time, we'll stop here.
Yeah，我想我们最后就一个祷告。Let's
pray together.
所以我们感谢你将你的教会能够赐给我们。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving us church. We are part of your body. You give us grace to see you as the head and to learn from you. We thank you, our pursuit of you is not individual. But also to chase after you together to be edified by you. We know that you are the one who walking between the lampstand. You will bring your children. Bring us into glory, into your kingdom. We praise and thank our Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.